I'm so glad to have all of you. We've been blessed. We came today to celebrate the living Savior. Amen. And I thank you and I praise you for, I thank the Lord for you being here today and wonderful singing. And we're sure glad to have Eric and Laura and Mikey back today to visit with us. And we're glad they're in the services today. And Miss Leigh Langdon and her family. What a blessing. Let's just thank the Lord. Amen. And so many of you that are here today, we have a lot of folks who are not able to be here. Mitchell and Sylvia were not able to be here. Sylvia had a fall and they're not able to get her here today. And so I hope they're watching today and I hope they've been blessed. Can I read just one verse? I had one verse on my wax. I'm going to read two because the one sets the stage for the other. As Joe Berry's coming to sing our last song for us here in a few minutes. In the book of Romans, Paul is talking about the blessings of Abraham and how it came by faith. And he believed God and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. When you believe what we've talked about, what we've sung about, that Jesus Christ died, Paul said the gospel is this, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, but he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's what the gospel's all about. That's what this day's all about. There's the wonderful news of Christ dying, bearing all our sins, and then dying and being buried and rose again. And Paul is writing to the Romans to kind of help them to understand that as well. Verse 24 of chapter number 4, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and he was raised for our justification. That's what the gospel's all about. Why is folks a shouting? Why are we rejoicing? Because he was delivered for our offenses. That's our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoso believed him should not perish but have everlasting life. And when he gave his son, that word is the word of offering. He gave himself, gave the Lord as a sacrifice. He died for us. He bore our sins on that tree. And he bore all of your sins here, all of the sins of our friends in the internet and on the radio today. He died for your sins. All the sins of all the whole world was laid on the Lord Jesus Christ. And he suffered and died because of that. Why? Because God's poured out his wrath on his son instead of me and you. The wages, the payment on sin is death. And what happened on Calvary is he had all the sins of all the ages. And God poured out his judgment on his own son as a sacrifice. In type in the Old Testament, you remember the story? When they prepared the sacrifice, all of a sudden the fire came down at the dedication of the temple and consumed that. That was a picture of Calvary. That was a picture where God put all the sins of all the ages on his son and he brought judgment fire down on it. Well, that's what he did on the cross. He was delivered. That doesn't mean he was rescued. It means he was offered as a sacrifice. He died for your sins. He died for my sin. Everything you've ever done, everything you've ever thought, Christ bore in his own body on the tree. Amen. He bore all our iniquities, the Bible said, all of them. Every sin in thought and deed that you've ever committed or will commit was on the Lord Jesus Christ that day. And it's been judged already. And when the fire fell, when God turned his back on his own son and there was darkness from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, then that time of darkness was when God judged his son and Christ died for all of our sin. But now watch, it said not only was he delivered, but he was raised again for our justification. And just in simple terms where I can understand it, you can understand it. It means because he bore all of our sin, now there's a legal term when we are declared righteous and because of his righteousness and our account has no evidence of our sin. Justification means just as if we've never sinned. Wouldn't it be something today if you could start all over again and start from scratch and all your sins be gone? Well, that's what the gospel, that's why we're shouting, because we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. He died, He was delivered for our sin, but He was raised for our justification. We stand before God just as if we've never sinned, because all of our sins have been judged in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can know that today. Anybody in this building, anybody in the audience, or in the radio audience, an internet audience, all you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that He bore your sins. He said, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, that God hath raised Him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This morning, as part of Brother Barry's Sunday school lesson, he talked about that thief, and he did what every person who's ever got saved did. He called on the Lord. Just a few simple words. God, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the response was immediate. It didn't wait 5 minutes, it didn't wait 10 minutes, but immediately the Lord said to him, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. I mean, if you call on Him right there, right where you are, in your automobile, at home, or wherever you are listening, or if you're in this building, if you right now would believe on Him, you could be born again by the grace of God. He it is. He it is. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and finisher of our faith. If you'll just look to Him, He's the author, He's the beginner, He's the finisher of our faith. If you'll look to Him and trust Him, He'll save you today. And I'll tell you something else. I didn't get to see Him at the resurrection. I've only experienced it by faith. But I know, just as sure as I'm standing here, one of these days, I'll see Him when He comes. And you know what we're going to all say? There He is. There He is. Lord. Wonderful. Let's bow our heads together, would you? With every head bowed, every eye closed. Again, we are so grateful and thankful for all of our media audience. And we want you to know that you're in our prayers today. We want you to know the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a joy unspeakable and full of glory in having your sins forgiven. And here in this building, I pray that for every person in the building. I wouldn't want you just to be a Baptist or a Methodist or anything else, but you must be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must have at some point in time believed on Him and been born again by the grace of God. The Holy Spirit of God coming in your heart crying, Abba, Father, and you become a partaker of a divine nature. That all comes about by you believing and receiving. He came unto His own received Him not, but to as many as received them, to them gave you power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on His name. And right now on this Easter Sunday, what a wonderful time for you to exercise faith, believe and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Call on Him. He knows you. He knew you before the foundation of the world. He knew every sin you'd ever commit, and He put it on His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and then He judged your sin in the person of Christ. And therefore, by the resurrection, it testifies that the debt has been paid in full, and you can but receive a free gift of eternal life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. I'd encourage you to call on Him right now. You may pray a simple prayer from your heart. You say it any way you want to, believe on Him. But if you would pray and say, Dear Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I believe with all of my heart that You bore all of my sin in Your own body on that tree, and that You died, and that You were buried, and You rose again. I believe my sin debt was paid that day. I accept You now as my Savior and Lord. Lord, I thank You for saving me. And I ask You to help me to be a witness for You. Lord, thank You for loving me. Thank You for dying for me. And thank You for saving me right now. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that the gospel, that is the power of God unto salvation, will appear to some hearts through the singing, through the spoken word. and that a man or woman or boy or girl, somebody in this auditorium, and many perhaps in here and in the media audience, would today experience that resurrection power in the new birth and become a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Eric, could you slip to the piano just a moment? And I want us to do this. I want to give you an opportunity. Eric, if you don't mind, come play something for us. We're going to use him while he's here. Let's stand together with our heads bowed for just a moment. I know you've got all your family, and we do, and we're going to go have a good time together as our family. I hope that you'll have a chance to do that. But maybe there's one in the building or some in the building who have just now prayed that prayer and you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you come forward and would you bow around this altar, let somebody pray with you, or just come and stand and let somebody meet you? If you're here this morning and you have not taken an opportunity, or you'd like to once again, just to thank the Lord for the resurrected Christ. Thank you, thank Him for giving His Son that you might have life. We'll not have a service tonight. We'll start back. We'll have service Wednesday morning and Wednesday night, but no service here tonight. Before we leave the building, give you an opportunity right now to come.